an international perspective. We don't just show concern, as the Canadian government has done, which is tantamount to hypocrisy. Because when they say they're gravely concerned, what they mean is that they support the status quo. They support the status quo, and that's shameful. Shame. 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 We're not here to show concern. We're here to denounce what is an act of violence against the Kashmiri people. It's an absolute disgrace. And we stand with you in solidarity against this blatant act, against this criminal act against the Kashmiri people. Shame. What do we want?
Freedom.
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 Kashmir wants.
Freedom.
Kashmir wants.
Freedom.
So let me talk a little bit about the law, because what this the international scene shows us is an absolute disregard for international law, relative lawlessness on the world stage. So when we look at Palestine, what we see is a government that has occupied, the Israeli government that has occupied Palestinians for decades in defiance of international law.
Shame!
Shame! Settlements in the West Bank, every day people being kicked out of their homes in Palestine in defiance of international law. Shame!
Shame!
And what Netanyahu and the Israeli government is doing is just saying, yeah, this is in defiance of international law, but what are you going to do about it? That's what they're saying. They're defying you to do something about their lawlessness. But what about the Canadian government? Now two government commissions have found that the federal state has committed acts of genocide against the First Nations people. Shame!
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 Shame.
3 years ago, 3 years ago, the Canadian Human Rights Commission has found that the federal government has committed acts of discrimination against First Nations children in January of 2016. And the commission ordered the federal government to start treating First Nations children equally to non-Indigenous children. And what has the government done? Nothing. Shame!
Three and a half years later, the government is defying this order to treat First Nations children
with respect, with dignity, with equality that's guaranteed by the Constitution. And they're defying this court order. Shame!
Shame!
And the government is saying, yes, this might be in violation of the Constitution, and it might be in violation of international law, but what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? And that's exactly what Modi is doing in Kashmir. He's saying, yes, what we did is in violation of international law and suspension of the rule of law in Kashmir. But what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? What do we want?
Freedom!
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 Let me tell you, there is an antidote to lawlessness and imperial power. There is an antidote to violence and occupation. And it's called solidarity. Solidarity. Democracy from the ground up. Building links from Toronto to Kashmir to the West Bank. Palestinians, Canadians, First Nations people, Kashmiris working together, arm in arm, to build a new world. That is the only antidote to racism, to oppression. That is the only antidote that's going to work. So thank you for allowing me to speak. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephen. Yes. This antidote is very powerful because we are united. And again, the people united will never be defeated.